The morning had been a long one. Liam and his father out since dawn. A northwesterly breeze has been at them for hours, scrupulous in its self-appointed work of lifting the caps from their heads and hurling a scree of water over them. Liam stands on what he would call a hillock, and his father a drumlin or tulock, holding the end of the chain and the surveying pole in hands that are scarlet with cold. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from the first page of Maggie O'Farrell's novel, Land. The story begins in Ireland in 1865, shortly after the Great Hunger. 10-year-old Liam is helping his father with his surveying work for the Ordnance Survey Project to map the whole of Ireland and its changes. Liam has two sisters, Enda, with a restless spirit who becomes a master at the violin, and Rose, a homebody, and one younger brother who is in tune with all that is around him but never speaks. Early in the story, Liam's father goes a little crazy and is forced to endure an exorcism by the local priest. This leaves a lasting impression on Liam, who, against his family's wishes, leaves home at 18 to enter the priesthood. The author paints a vivid picture of the life path for each family member. O'Farrell is one of those writers whose rich writing is a cut above the rest. If you've read her Hamnet, then you'll know what I mean. As the book jacket says, it's a novel about separation and reunion, tragedy and recovery, colonization and rebellion. It's a story of buried treasure, overlapping lives, ancient woodland, persistent ghosts, a particularly loyal dog. If you're looking for one of these rare, beautifully written novels, then you must read Land by Maggie O'Farrell. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.